Hey, it's Pastor Bill, and welcome to the Real Faith for Real Life podcast. It is the season finale already as we wrap up our series on sharing Jesus during the holidays. You're listening to episode 5 of 5. And as a reminder, this series is all about demystifying what can otherwise feel scary and mysterious, and that is striking up a spiritual conversation with the hope that maybe, just maybe, you can share the best gift there is with somebody this holiday season, the gift of the gospel and the gift of the saving grace of Jesus in their lives. So, like I said, this is episode 5 of 5. If you've missed any of the previous parts, this would be a great time to press pause and go check up. But if you've been tracking along, we have made a list of people that we feel God may be calling us to talk to. We've prayed over that list. We've brainstormed discussion starters, good questions to use. We've mapped out that moment, and we've actually done it. We've gone in, we've asked that question, we've listened well to communicate that we care, and we really love this person. Okay, now if you've made it this far, the question is obviously, what next? Would you be surprised if I told you that wasn't the end of the story? That as Christians, it is not our calling to lob gospel grenades in from afar or to parachute in behind enemy lines and say a quick word or two and then get back out. That's not the model of evangelism that the Bible gives us. It's more like this, that we really care about people so much that we strike up genuine, loving, caring friendships, and that those persist over time and go on. And so for us, the question is, what does God want us to do next to further develop this relationship and continue talking about important themes that arose in our conversation? There's a lot of discernment work to be done here, and what's appropriate and what's best and what's wise. And that's what this episode is all about. So you're in for a great conversation. Again, our worship director, J.P. Gaylord, is going to lead that conversation with our discipleship pastor, Eric Vanderwall, and our connections director, Julie Beeshold. So let's throw it to them now.
Well, guys, this is the fifth one. This is the last one.
This is it.
I am excited. If you're here, it means you have followed through on all 5 steps, and we are so excited and grateful for that. That's really cool. So this isn't the topic of this one, but if you have made it to this point, I would love to have you send us an email and just tell us how the process has been. The process itself and how it was working through it, but also, what are the results so far? Even if the person that you've talked to or the people you've talked to have not been particularly receptive, that's still encouraging for us to hear that, hey, we're out there, we're starting spiritual discussions. And obviously, if the people have been receptive to them, that is great news as well. And we would love to know. So I'd just ask you, like Eric did a few episodes ago, pause the episode right now and send us an email, hello@cascadefellowship.org, and let us know how this has been for you.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we do have one final topic to tackle, and it is follow-up. What is follow-up? How do we even remember to do it, right? Because in the heat of the moment, we've written down, you know, our thoughts and how the conversation went. And now what do we do? How do we remember to follow up?
All right, you've got a booklet, right? So take that booklet. You've got the names. You've got their information. You know who they are. Mm-hmm. You've also probably got a calendar somewhere on your phone, on your wall, on your fridge. Use it.
Yeah.
I love that. One of the things that it makes me think of when I think of follow-up, I think of the pushy salesman that comes to your door to sell you a new roof or new windows or some home improvement thing. And I'm actually really receptive to those people. I love to just let them give me a quote. But it's when they follow up with me relentlessly, phone call after email, that I start to get a little agitated. And so I just want us to all be aware that it is great for us to follow up, but to do so with a heart that's filled with love. You're not a dirty salesman trying to just push something on top of somebody else, but rather you're somebody who loves that person because you want them to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that is the most important message that any of us can share. So put it in your calendar to follow up with a loving text or a loving conversation or a loving invitation just for a little bit more conversation.
Yeah.
Because this is a relationship.
Yeah, I love that. For so long, I feel like evangelism and, you know, our outreach has been pitched as, hey, the gospel is the greatest news, and we pitch it like a product, and it totally misses out on the relationships thing. So now as we have opened up a conversation in the context of a relationship, yeah, it's important for that feeling and that communication to all ring true with what this really is. Well, that being said, sometimes we need a little bit of help, or maybe I would go to like ChatGPT and ask it to write like, hey, what would be a good way? So if I asked you guys, if you were following up with somebody today, what would your text look like? What would your email look like? Just give me a ball, not that I'm going to copy it word for word, but like what kinds of things would you say to follow up with somebody?
Probably some more open-ended questions. Hey, we talked about such and such, or you mentioned that again, you mentioned this happened in your life. How's that going? We talked about your questions about hope or the situation in the world. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking now? Would you like to get together again and talk about it?
Mm, yeah. I think it was John Tyson who recently said that the gospel's message is so good that we cannot mortally even understand how good it is. Mm-hmm. And so to just put yourself in a place of humility with somebody else and be like, hey, I had a great conversation with you and I'm still trying to figure this out myself. Can we just talk a little bit more?
Yeah.
Would you be up for grabbing a cup of soup somewhere, whatever it is? And just kind of put yourself in a place of, I'm also the learner. I know what I believe, but let's journey this road together.
Can we just take a moment and acknowledge that you are inviting somebody out for a cup of soup?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love soup.
Yeah.
Right. Soup is great.
Well, if you're a soup lover, then go the soup route. Otherwise, a cup of coffee might also work.
Or a sandwich.
No. As I think about it, it would just be like a simple, hey, I've been thinking about what you said. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, you know, I just want to encourage you. Or even just a simple, like, I really appreciated the conversation and getting to know you more.
Yeah.
But in my mind, like what I'd love to see happen, like you guys are talking about, is let's find another time to get together, to follow up, to continue talking about it, to ask another spiritual conversation question, or even just to hear more about where they're coming from or see if they've had a time to think about it a little bit more.
Yeah, there is something there too that maybe the next step is not that you're going to have another conversation with this person, mm-hmm. but that you actually need to build more relational capital with that
person too. Yeah.
So the invitation might not just be for a cup of soup and sharing the gospel. It might be, you know, around a pickleball where you're just kind of talking about life in general, so that you have the relational ability to talk deeper about faith at another time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I mean, because if we remember, like, the idea of this, if it's gone well, if the person has been receptive, you've now got a relational door that is open to you for you to take, again, depending on the person, as long or as short of a time as needed to continue to build into that relationship and allow the gospel and the kingdom that the Lord is bringing to the earth through us to let that leak into that relationship. So I like that. The last question I've got here is this the end of the process? I mean, we've completed our workbook. Can we check that box and move on? Or is there more to this?
I sure hope not.
Sure hope not to which one?
I sure hope you don't check a box and move on.
Yeah.
That's not how relationships are supposed to be formed and maintained. Carry on and keep it going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a really cool book out there called Friend of Sinners. And it's obviously just pointing to Jesus's role and job here on this earth. It was to save people, but also to be a friend, somebody who you could be in relationship with, not that just had a start and an end line, but that was for all of eternity. And so as you recognize the investment you've made into somebody else, you are building a friendship that if this person comes to know Jesus, will last all of eternity. I don't know if you can comprehend that. I know I can't, like, completely. But you are now in a place of being able to journey with somebody for as long as God has you on this earth and for every minute, piece of time afterwards throughout eternity. And so it doesn't just end. It doesn't just end. You have a person that you can know, claim as a friend, claim as somebody who will do this thing called life with you.
Yeah.
I want to just throw something out there. I know a lot of us have full lives and you're thinking, oh, I don't have room to carry another relationship. So introduce them to other people that you know are mature Christians and can own this with you, right?
Yeah.
So you two, maybe three can carry it all together.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of imagine there are some people feeling like, okay, I got the ball rolling. Now, what do I do? I'm totally inequipped to figure out what next steps are, or figure out even how to share the gospel fully, or answer their questions and objections, or help them learn what it really is to follow Jesus. Where would you guys point them? What would you say to a person in that situation who's feeling maybe excited, but a little overwhelmed and not knowing where to start as this continues to move forward?
There is an amount of knowledge that you do need to have and the ability to share the gospel. There are a lot of different ways to talk about it. God is doing something in us or has done something for us, is doing something in us, and will do something through us. That's a way to share the gospel. Sin salvation service tends to be a popular one in kind of the circles of the Christian Reformed Church. If you don't have the knowledge or the way of sharing the gospel, I would encourage you to start to take that step to understand how you would do that. What's the language you're going to use? What do I need to know? What don't I know? Mm-hmm. How can I dive deeper so that when somebody does ask me a question, I can engage them on that? You don't have to be the sage that knows all the answers, but you should be able to engage somebody on the basic understanding of Scripture and the good news of Jesus Christ. That would be my initial encouragement for anybody who's wondering what comes next.
Yeah, that's good. Julie, any thoughts?
I like to share my story.
Mm-hmm.
I like to tell what Jesus has done for me, how my life has changed because of him. I personally am a different person than I was 30 years ago. And there's no denying that. So you can argue with me all day long, but I am a different person. Mm-hmm. And praise God because of it.
Awesome. Yeah, I even just think about the resources we have on staff and as a church. We may not have all of the wisdom ourselves, but we know of good books we can point you to.
Sure.
We know of groups that you can be a part of people in similar situations. And I mean, this is why we exist as community, right? Is to help resource each other, to pray with each other, to encourage each other. So if you're in a situation where you're like, this is great, I don't know what to do next, reach out to us. We've got discipleship resources, more evangelism resources, and we would love to walk through this journey as you have taken steps in faith to start spiritual conversations with people. This is what we're here for as a church for. So feel free to reach out. We would love to hear your story. We would love to help you. And feel free to email us at hello@cascadefellowship.org. I think that's all the time we have. Do you guys have any parting comments?
I'm really glad you joined this journey with us. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for those that you will reach and how God is going to use this process to touch the lives of others.
Yeah, and that's a journey we're celebrating. Like, we celebrate that you have done this. And I think that really God celebrates it too, because it's part of your spiritual formation as much as it is somebody else's.
That is awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing from you soon. God's blessings.
All right, big thanks to JP for coordinating these conversations and for Eric and Julie for joining him. I've really enjoyed this. I hope you have too. I hope you benefited from it, and I hope that you're brave enough to take the steps we've been talking about and to actually do what we've been talking about, sharing Jesus during the holidays. If you haven't already, make sure you've downloaded this workbook. It's for you, cascadefellowship.org/sharingjesus, or pick one up here at church while you're around if you're worshiping with us in the Grand Rapids area. Like JP said, we would love to hear how it went if you tried this method of striking up spiritual conversations. And we'd love to be able to support you as well, if by nothing else than just praying for you and praying for the people in your lives. So don't hesitate to reach out. hello@cascadefellowship.org. We look forward to hearing from you, and we look forward to what God has next in all of our lives. Thanks for tuning in. And again, Merry Christmas, everybody.